Good evening. Vietnam. Sorry, I always resist doing that, and once in a while it has to come out. But you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour two of the broadcast here again on a Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. So we are going beyond the official narrative. And, well, certainly the level of gaslighting, as I referred to earlier, is at an all-time high in a number of angles. You know, I mean, pick the agenda for that matter. We're having a convergence, you know, of many agendas in the post-COVID era, where the economic machinations further concentrated the wealth and therefore the power. That's all that was really necessary to allow for such accelerations of so many agendas, is that largest transfer of wealth in noted history that we had with the COVID relief money and lockdown policy combined. People just don't seem to get it. But without that, it was really, things were slowing down. Things were starting to slip, especially in a view of just people's knowledge base with the internet, as far as just how with the economic cycle and these Ponzi schemes, basically, at these financial institutions play, run their course. And, well, we did have a good amount still of, you know, mom and pop and just small independently owned, or at least not kosher establishment, line-towing controlled businesses, you know, throughout. And I'm sure this has occurred in Europe as well, due to the response to COVID. It was just a complete, it was an engineered power transfer or power reinforcement, really. Everything that converged to do what I'm describing. HSBC warns of commodities bull run while housing affordability declines post-COVID. Just another microcosm of the macrocosm of which I'm speaking. As HSBC alerts about a commodity bull run amidst geopolitical tensions, concerns over inflation deepen, compounding by declining housing affordability, which poses challenges for middle-class home ownership in major U.S. metros. Housing affordability declines significantly post-COVID, limiting options for middle-class households in major U.S. metros. It was a shot in the arm to BlackRock and Vanguard, State Street, and just a lot of these Agenda 21 policies, which are, at this point, largely coordinated by the United Nations, the help of a lot of bodies such as the World Health Organization. Of course, over here, always Jewish lobby groups, ADL, SPLC, always help to enforce policy. Let's not forget about them. But the green agenda is having to dial back, and we're hearing admissions from everywhere. I mean, I even heard months ago about how BlackRock was even, as a whole, getting away from the ESG because of how much it was hurting their bottom line for their shareholders. And we've heard about the glut of electric. I mean, it's market saturated. Anyone who's been conned into buying them has. They're piling up everywhere. Tesla's workforce is cut by 10% now, as car deliveries fell 20% quarter on quarter. Again, the lots are already overfilled with these electrics. We're hearing that both from the Teslas, and evidently there are higher end than Tesla out there. Specialty electrics. And, well, I would imagine there's a more generic, a lower end than Tesla as well, but I never really pay attention much, nor could I imagine I ever would, the electric car diversity, if you will. Sorry, folks, if I'm a bit over the map here. As much as I prefer to stick to topics, I kind of have my headlines a bit scattered yet again. But all in all, as far as the foreign wars bills we had in the midst of this worsening economy, the House passed $95 billion in these foreign wars bills. Legislation containing $95 billion in military aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Also approving a bill that will allow Washington to hand Kiev assets seized from Russia and pave the way for a ban on TikTok. All because of the pro-Palestinian sentiment, the Chinese 60% ownership of TikTok are okay with. And you can't tolerate that anti-Semitism. We have to teach these Chinese that they just can't own TikTok if they're going to be anti-Semitic like that or allow such pro-Palestinian banter, right? So again, there's that. Northern California has, well, let's see, some cities. San Rafael and Marin County specifically, but a Northern California city relaxes homeless rules amid a federal lawsuit. Just the fact that we have such homeless, I mean, even before all of this advertised and well government funded illegal immigration, it should automatically exclude any immigration, even legal. And I could go on for other reasons why, just to keep the homogeneity of our original cultural stock, we shouldn't have any immigration. But I was also going to touch more on these international organizations. World Health Organization official admits, in a roundabout way, the truth about these vaccine passports. We're still hearing about those. FBI warns China is poised to hit U.S. infrastructure. Yeah, sure. And that's what we should focus on. Okay, and I have another one on the whole Middle East tensions. Seems like it draws from earlier recent Red Sea tensions, but It's got a lot on the Iran-Israel thing. I can't really go there now. Maybe later in the week with that. Hopefully not. But yeah, we had everything for abroad, and this 95 billion is the ridiculous thing that I wanted to stress there, why I brought it up. Trump calls New York trial a Biden witch hunt. And again, questions the timing. I have a video here with 25 ways that the Biden administration is destroying America. And it's an under 2 minute video. 25 ways the Biden-Harris regime is destroying. Do a search for that one. Check it out. Or maybe I'll post it if I think it's worth it. I'll check it out. It's probably pretty good to share with your half, somewhat normie friends who are needing a bit more juice. IMF's saying high U.S. deficits are fueling growth and higher interest rates. This is going to just be a drawn out cycle that further destroys the middle and working classes. And they know that the whole rates tap dance is not really going to affect the inflation the way they talk about. I am tired of people even debating these sort of topics. We need to destroy the Federal Reserve, this whole system of fiat currency, loans at interest. But yeah, I'll report on some of this stuff. The bubble is bursting. One video out there. I didn't check that one out yet, but someone, maybe they have a book to sell me too, right? I mean, there have been so many times in the past, even for decades before I was doing this, other patriot broadcasters and analysts confirm where you thought that it was time for the great. And sure, we've had some that were somewhat great, like 2008. Consumer spending slows. Excess savings dwindle. These are the kind of things that we're hearing out there right now. So it's a gloom economy moving toward the next few years, to be sure. And here's more on what I was saying about how gold fits in. Gold set for biggest one-day fall since December as geopolitical concerns ease. Gold prices tumbled on Monday as investors weighed up fading geopolitical tensions, eased, and investor appetite swung towards stocks and other perceived riskier assets. And, we have figures there for those who follow closely. Quote, with tensions in the Middle East showing signs of easing, the market's attention shifted towards assessing the resilience of the U.S. economy and the persistent grip of inflation, unquote. That's from a senior analyst at Active Trades. I guess I'm giving them a plug, and I didn't mention his name. Soccer game halted in East Harlem as migrants refused to vacate the field. This was a bunch of African migrants. High school soccer game in East Harlem. Soccer game. So you have to figure that it was, I mean, was it even mostly like white kids playing soccer? It was probably a lot of Hispanic kids, and then the Africans are like, we're not leaving. No, we were already told supposed to have nicer benefits, and hey, we want the luxury hotel rooms like the ones over there had. And we're hearing about those protests. They don't want to leave them, once they get these luxury hotel rooms in New York, Manhattan, and places. I'd be curious for check out a follow-up on that. I'm sure ultimately they'll realize, yeah, it's a bad idea. We can't do that again. Especially when you have these really just, low IQ migrants from third world places who get used to that. They're going to think that's for life, or want to believe it and revolt. Which is obvious. You can't do that to begin with, and think you're going to be able to pull the rug out when it's time in your assessment. I already mentioned Israeli military intel chief resigning over October 7th failings, but there was a dovetail double headline in this other article. Netanyahu vows to reject U.S. sanctions on IDF unit. So, yeah, evidently there were U.S. sanctions on at least some IDF. Spring break turns chaotic at Orange Crush with topless brawls and trashy woes. Okay, I guess it was just a video post. And there's one site I'm having trouble getting certain articles to come up, and I don't know. I should probably lay off giving them any attention that could harm them at the moment. But I wanted to fit this in this segment. Parents in Seattle furious over program for gifted children being terminated simply because, quote, it had too many white students, unquote. I mean, can you believe this? And this one's been reported on a lot of sites. Even Natural News had this one. That's pretty cool for them, to be getting into the whole anti-white thing at all lately. But yeah, no, this is just nuts. Parents in Seattle are furious over the termination of a program for the gifted and talented children simply because, quote, it had too many white students, unquote. Seattle Public Schools had a program called Highly Capable Cohort, which designates classrooms and sometimes entire schools as reserved for kids who can skip ahead and learn above their grade. So, the Seattle Public Schools began phasing out its HCC schools and classrooms for advanced students in the 2021 to 2022 school year to address, quote, historical inequality, unquote, because these schools had too many white and Asian students and not enough black and Hispanic students. In total, another 11 of these highly capable cohort HCC program schools will be phased out in the coming semesters. The phase out is expected to complete by the 2027 to 2028 school year. Of the students enrolled in HCC for the 2022 to 2023 school year, 52% were white, 16% were Asian, and only 3.4% were black. During a January 22, 2020 school board meeting, parents of black students in HCC asked the board to consider finding ways to incorporate more black students into the gifted program rather than shut it down. I'll move on. And I mean, I have a lot more on the race thing with other headlines, but I see, I want to make sure I don't miss any other topics, let anything get buried here. I pretty much covered the economy, and there's not really, again, local planned communities, people having enough networking with like-minded folk to have small businesses survive, you know, and that's why I mentioned the sponsors at RBN. Brilliant example of just that. I hope you guys take advantage. Hope you folks take advantage of and check out the different sponsors. Maybe even once in a while browse the website specifically to check out the different sponsors, you know, ones you haven't, for whatever reason, been aware of or that clear on. Thought Police, home visit for UK man who expressed anger online about Sydney Bishop being stabbed by Islamist. That's how bad it is in the UK. But we're getting close over here. The creepy humanoid robot. This new humanoid robot, I got some pics and I guess maybe a video of. The whole AI thing, you know, there's a, I'll have to check this out later. What are the biggest perceived dangers of AI? So when they use perceived in there, I'm curious, are they talking about just, you know, some of the myths of what to fear, you know, dispelling some of them, or only real dangers? I mean, manipulating people through manufactured consensus and artificial superior, not just knowledge, but, you know, they want to have a robot opinion out there and say that robot opinion is better than any human opinion, you know, and then they can justify all their censorship with the anti-white stuff and, you know, well, anything that they need to suppress their control over wealth, fuel, power in general, and just all these industries, you know, I mean, big pharma, you know, we haven't talked about big pharma enough here lately. But, I mean, it is the wealthiest, possibly the one industry which is beyond that of the military-industrial complex, you know, the pharmaceutical-industrial complex. It's that huge and powerful. Again, I mentioned second only to banking, if anything. So, and that's obviously a given, you know. I mean, those who make it their business to handle the currencies, of course, they're going to be at the top. And yes, at the bottom of the hour, I will take calls. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. NSA just days from taking over the internet, warns Edward Snowden. Talking about the FISA 702 bill, been described by critics as dramatic and terrifying expansion of U.S. government's surveillance powers. The NSA is only days away from taking over the internet with a massive expansion of its surveillance powers, according to NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. In an April 16 post to X, Snowden drew attention to a thread originally posted by Elizabeth Goitein, the co-director of the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center for Justice, that warned of a new bill that could see the U.S. government's surveillance powers amplified to new levels. The bill in question reforms and extends a part of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, known as Section 702. Currently, the NSA can force internet service providers such as Google and Verizon to hand over sensitive data concerning NSA targets. However, this claims that through an innocuous change to the definition of electronic communications surveillance provider in the FISA 702 bill, the U.S. government could go far beyond its current scope and force nearly every company and individual that provides any internet-related service to assist with NSA surveillance. Quote, that sweeps in an enormous range of U.S. businesses that provide Wi-Fi to their customers and therefore have access to equipment on which communications transit. Barbershops, laundromats, fitness centers, hardware stores, dentists' offices, unquote. Additionally, the people forced to hand over data would be unable to discuss the information provided due to hefty gag order penalties and conditions outlined in the bill. It originally received heavy pushback from privacy-conscious Republicans, but passed through the U.S. House of Representatives April 13. Part of the pushback saw the bill's proposed spying powers time frame cut from 5 years to 2 years, as well as some minor amendments to the... typical Republicans, rhinos, okay. I won't even say rhinos, typical Republicans, whatever. Modern RNA and COVID vaccines may contribute to cancer development. Well, I'd say that's an understatement. Big Brother in training, how proposed legislation might pave the way for online age verification and digital ID. Try to get more to you on that later. Biden signs 2-year extension of FISA's warrantless surveillance program. Again, it was, I was talking about. So that's the current 2-year. And I don't know, that's Snowden warning. So we'll see. I mean, we're already seeing a lot of threats about stronger crackdown on the internet. And you know, he's someone to listen to. I mean, Assange at this point might not be able to have his really head together the way he used to. All the torture he's already gone through just from this isolation. And they're still trying to work out, you know, the U.S. with the U.K. agreements for extradition. But, yeah, that from Snowden, as much as he's a little, you know, I'm a little leery, always been of him. Obama senior advisor charged with child sex crimes. This was in a Britain child sex offenses case. This guy. Yeah. California's $20 minimum wage hike leads to job losses, higher prices. And, you know, that is a big thing. I'd like to talk about that sometime, maybe on a round table. I mean, yeah, again, you know, the fact that we have the Federal Reserve is the first biggest problem, but just talking about some of these economic theories on those topics. Americans struggle the most in cities controlled by radical Democrats. No surprise there. Head of climate research at Hedge Fund expresses skepticism over carbon credit boom. Oh yeah, these subsidies are the only reason a lot of these companies are still in business. Again, we'll be taking your calls. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around. Wash it away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombi Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombi detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
They're making the last film. They say it's the best, and we all help make it. It's called The Death of the West. The kids from fame will all be there. Free Coca-Cola for you.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey handing out free Coca-Cola as long as you own nothing and remain happy. And just a couple of articles here. I'd like to at least reference. And I see we have a couple callers. If you folks, again, want to call in, 512-248-8252, and I'll hit those callers in just a few moments here. This is just insane. Japanese scientists collaborated with Tokyo Sewage to make edible steaks made from human feces. So now, eating bugs and lab-grown petri dish tissue meat, which, you know, is disgusting as each of those are. I don't even care for the plant-based as something to try out. You know, if you're going to have plants, you're going to have meat. But, now that's not enough. Now they want you to eat human feces. And this started when they discovered the mud contained high levels of protein in the Tokyo sewage. And so, you know, that's what this, I mean, you got to love this scientist. You know, I see him smirking here, showing it in a petri dish. This edible steak made from human feces. You know, if the Axis powers won, Japan wouldn't be having their scientists do this, okay? That is my response. that shows you the country is as occupied as Germany. That is sad and sick. And I can't believe it's happening in Japan. I mean, I hoped that they were, more in some ways, the best odds at maintaining some of that culture they had pre-1945, of the three primary Axis powers. But anyhow, that's topics for another day. It should be visited for sure. Ukraine military chief stating the painfully obvious: Russia will keep making gains because they can't be stopped. So there you have that. And I mentioned how governments could stop inflation if they want it. They will not. I stress that, which is something you need to keep drilling into your minds. Now, if a few of these race, anti-white, racial realist headlines. And I wanted to try to get into some of these. We have callers, so in another day, maybe I'll dig into a few of them further. Just the headlines, at least. And I may have touched on one or two in the past. UN Youth Climate Advisor calls for white people to be relieved of power in revolutionary fights. Okay, then that's what the institutions around the globe are already churning out as young people and the sort of mindset in their minds, folks. Relieved of power in revolutionary fights. Think of how much, it's like 7% of the planet is white, but everyone wants our countries, and these are the only ones with the quotas. Oh, no, but Japan, they're trying to pressure non-Japanese immigration. They want to mess up their demographic, too, because it's the best of the Asians. Anyhow, North Carolina Representative Greg Murphy introduces bill that seeks to ban medical schools with DEI programs from receiving federal funds. Well, that's pretty cool for North Carolina. Hopefully it will continue. Wall Street's retreat from DEI has now begun, nonetheless. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan both drop discriminatory programs. So, just like the green agenda, maybe this whole critical race theory, racial component of ESG, which is mostly in the S there, and DEI is going to have to take a back seat for a while. And that's usually how Jews play with their agendas. You try to get like four times as much as you're going to maintain for the next stretch. And then when three-fourths of it pushes back in a backlash, you act like, okay, I was defeated, while, the masses are like, yeah, we stopped it. When really they normalized at least a fourth. And I'm being generous with saying a fourth. Usually it's more than that, like a third or even half. Look at the whole school thing with gay and tranny stuff and the whole generation of children. I mean, the norm is going to be way more than a fourth. It'd be like more than half of what they're trying for with that is going to be policy. It is destroying irreparably an entire generation. And the trans stuff, not to mention just the, if you are going to be straight, the interracial dating pressure, to virtue signal, show you're a good white person who's trying for reparations by making whitey extinct. University of Virginia spends $20 million on 235 DEI employees, with some making, $580,000 or more a year, $587,000. I should get to those callers here, though, folks. Just one or two more here. American medical system adopting woke DEI protocols that put patients at risk. I really want to go more into that. That's just nuts, the medical system and the anti-white thing now. Elon Musk blasts Google's Gemini AI for eliminating whites from its generated images. Yeah, we heard about all the Google apologies. We can laugh at that more down the line, but it's not funny, really. So trying to use the AI thing again in this as well. Jewish nonprofit HIAS accused of using $105 million in taxpayer money to import huge numbers of non-white immigrants to America. Yeah, folks, time to wake up and smell the coffee. Former Google employee says he was told he couldn't be promoted for being a white man. Quote, unquote, for being a white man. Navy officers serving key roles to be redeployed in woke diversity and inclusion jobs, according to the UK military announcement for the UK troops over there. In 2020, U.S. companies spent a whopping $8 billion on anti-white DEI propaganda. That's 2020. Okay, $8 billion on anti-white DEI propaganda. But that, of course, they had big pressure. George Floyd, right? The summer of mostly violent rioting from BLM and just black people and their supporters worldwide, it became. I'm sure NGOs helped with that worldwide component. But, you know, so I hear different things, you know, but in the corporate world, at least, DEI is collapsing across corporate America, we've been hearing. UN Youth Climate Advisors, radical views, calling for white people to be stripped of power in revolutionary fights. We can get into that more with detail, too, later. Yeah, I don't want to gloss over these too much, but it's... Okay, even in the legal system, I may have mentioned this, court declares bar exam racist and thus optional. Total collapse of judicial system now underway. All right, and the big pharma complex, industrial complex, more woke than you imagine. I'm definitely going to bookmark some details on those in the future. We have some callers. Joe in Florida. Sorry to make you wait so long, Joe. How you doing? Good evening, sir.
Hey, Richard. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I would say at the top here, happy Passover to you.
Yeah, what is the reason why Easter was like practically a month earlier than Passover this year? I mean, did they justify that with the astrological or something this year?
Richard, we don't want you needling the Catholic Church. Oh, it's a different calendar. Those two holidays, but the fake one, Passover, they make up their day, whatever that means. But the actual calendar to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, it always falls on a certain time frame according to the Gregorian calendar. So they're not always at the same time. No, I'm kidding about wishing you happy Passover. Of course, I don't use. I know that you're not a Satan worshiper, so I won't wish you a happy Passover. now, listen, here's the thing. By the way, today was the day they're supposed to do these red heifers. I haven't heard any update. Did you hear any update?
I didn't hear it.
I think it's this week. You know, the whole week is Passover. But what I wanted to point out is there's a story. I don't know if you can even bring it up. The New York Post. So there's a story now they just put it up a couple hours ago, and it has to do with some comments that Biden makes. New York Post, Biden condemns anti-Semitic protests. I don't know if you have access to the New York Post right now. Do you? There's a photo on there where I wanted you to see. If you can bring it up. I mean, if it's not too much to ask, but and the New York Post, and it's the headline is Biden condemns anti-Semitic protests. And those who don't understand Palestinians, yada, yada. So they asked the old fool his comments about the protests at Columbia University, these other colleges that are breaking out. You know, these people are are standing up for you know, people who are being killed and holocausted and genocided, right? So Biden is like, makes this comment that he says, quote, "I condemn the anti-Semitic protests," yada, yada, yada. And then he goes on to say, "I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians." It's a ridiculous story. They're trying to make it like, you know, as if somebody in their deluded mind, apparently the New York Post, could somehow conceive of Joe Biden as not sufficiently pro-Israel. I mean, if ever there was a Shabbos Goy, disgusting degenerate, it's this Biden character. But the reason I wanted you to, if you could, to bring up the article, but I don't know if you can. There's a bunch of photos. One of the photos in this story online I see, I think it's like the fifth photo, is a photo of a counter-protester at the Columbia University protest center going on. And in the picture, you see, now this is what I'm calling blended flags. Have you seen these? So it's actually, if you go to the story.
Yeah, I got it up now on New York Post. I see it. It's half Israeli flag and half American U.S. flag.
How disgusting. Now, here's an interesting thing. I saw a story yesterday.
I've seen similar things in Skokie. I would drive around, you know, just north of Chicago, very Jewish. And, I'd see a lot of these banners, like, by, like, bus stops or something, you know, that would show the two flags intertwined, you know, the Israeli and American flags. This depiction.
I think I may have seen a long time ago pictures where they had, you know, half an American flag and half. But this is fascinating to me. They actually show the one blending into the other. And I saw a photo yesterday. So the former president of Brazil, Bolsonaro, he's back in Brazil, and I guess he's going to run against Lula, whatever. But at his protest, these kind of flags were the Brazilian flag and the Star of Remphan, the satanic Israeli flag there, you know, with the six-pointed star. Also a photo of that where they're blending one into the Brazilian. So this is intriguing to me. I think this is the sign, we're seeing it everywhere, of the coming Jew world order, the one world government, speaking, referencing the red heifers. So they're proceeding on their plan, right? Their plan is to invoke, is to bring about the Antichrist and rule the world from Jerusalem. This is what the Jews, that's their plan, okay? So it's a very intriguing thing that you see these blended signs in different countries. It's almost as if it's a sign of the coming one world Jewish world government. What do you think?
Yeah. And I mean, like, I was listening to Robert Ravel Sunday night. He was stressing, yet again, that, I mean, he has some pretty solid sources on the plan of Ukraine to be a second Jewish homeland, and that the, you know, annihilation, at least of the males, you know, the genociding of as many of the Slavic white Ukrainians as possible as something that was planned.
Yeah, I was hearing Ravel too. Yeah, and that's true. And actually, you know, you bring up a good point. I had for a while didn't understand how closely aligned this Jewish war against Russia in Ukraine is, and the war in Israel. I have a real belief that part of the reason why they proceeded. They, the Jews, proceeded so directly to try and bait Russia into a conflict in Ukraine there, which would, you know, you could not ignore what they were doing. They're talking about putting nuclear weapons on the border with Russia at the time, right? People, that's how one of the points that forced Putin to have the special military operation. And that was, I think, a prelude to the satanic, mass-murdering, genocidal Jewish terrorist Netanyahu and his last gasp attempt to try and bring in this one-world government, this satanic Jewish one-world government where he's genociding people. Because they understand that Russia is the only power in the world that can challenge them Russia's the only country that stopped them from taking over Syria. So they wanted to get Putin tied down in a conflict so that they could then, on the other part of the world, engage in their genocide. I mean, it's all the same people. It's very disturbing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think that those, that's just one dimension. You know, I mean, the leanings of some of the leaders on the global stage of nations. I think the way they get their new world order is through many means. You know, I mean,
yeah,
just the green agenda, diluting of native populations with all the demographic change and immigration,
exactly.
You know, destruction of culture and everything, just economic and technological. Of course, the censorship combined with like the digital ID and everything. I mean, there are a
exactly.
lot of ways that you can.
I don't know. You can have a global system,
even with some rogue players on some of the agendas. You know, yeah, sure.
I agree. that are working behind the scenes, flooding countries with uncontrolled migration. And by the way, I happen to agree with you. I think there is every day we see more signs that there's a coming economic collapse, and it's very real because the reason I haven't been paying that much attention to it, but now I see is that all these things are coming together as a head, right? And so it seems to me that that's the ultimate plan, is that when they get to a certain point, right, where they're being exposed for their crimes, they're going to pull the trigger on a total economic collapse. And that's the way they're going to try and take over control of the world, I believe. I could be wrong, but I think that's part of the plan. I think it's multi-front, you know?
Yeah.
Disturbing. Anyway, well, great show tonight, Richard. Thanks for taking my call. Speak to you. Keep on keeping on, brother.
Great call. Appreciate it, Joe. Let's go to James in Vancouver. James.
Oh, yes, Brother Kerry. Good evening.
Yes, brother James.
Right. I'm not sure that. Well, it could be taken a couple of ways, but Roman Catholic Church is a poor man's Judaism. So, this is
interesting. Interesting way to put it. I can see where you're
well,
going.
Well, I Go discovered ahead. That, like I said, around 1969. We were getting on our knees, having to kiss the feet of Christ on the crucifix. And I, of course, paid by my father to do it. And it was a Good Friday service. I didn't want to do it, but I think he would have beat me up that day. So, what did I want to say? Do we know what's in the minds of those children who are protesting at universities like Columbia, Yale, and such like? And have they heard the name Republic Broadcasting Network? What do you think?
Probably not. I mean, what are you right. suggesting that they're protesting? I mean, I think a lot of them are protesting the white establishment as they see it. You know,
yes,
I mean,
yes.
they don't yes. see a difference between like pro-Trump and pro
yes.
Netanyahu, pro-Israel, you know?
Yes. Well, as a good Freemason, what I'm trying to say, Brother Kerry, is somebody should send those children name cards of RBN or get in touch with them at the student union and invite them to listen to Republic Broadcasting Network, where everybody's able to speak freely about how they think of Jews. Back to you.
Well, no, you know, I mean, I would
marketing.
Like more variety of you know, political backgrounds and age groups around RBN, for sure. As long as it doesn't attract someone who just gets upset and then decides to contact someone to get us shut down or something. You know,
obviously. No, these are Ivy League students, and it would be nice if some of them could call in.
Hey, I'm not impressed by that anymore. I mean, the way I see the state
I'm being sarcastic.
Okay.
I'm being sarcastic, brother.
But it is crazy how even the sciences, the hard, you know, STEM, as they call it, you know, disciplines, have been infested where grades don't matter anymore or the right answer.
Right. But nevertheless, people would like to have more people listening to RBN, I'm sure. So I might take it upon myself to contact the student union at those places and talk to them. So there's my Passover contribution today.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'll let you go. Sir.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. We have Tom in Florida. Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Rich, you don't give me much time. I tell you, every time I call your show, I'm lucky if I get 2 minutes in. But, you know, and that's why I don't like sometimes the calling. But, you know, I just got to say this, Rich. You were talking about the Japanese and steaks. You know, maybe they ought to try to recycle sushi or octopusy. I mean, they eat a lot of that, so maybe they can recycle that. That would be might be a great thing if they could do that over in Japan. Now, here's what I wanted to really call about before I go to Chicago. Did you hear about the guy, the rancher out there in Texas that they had a mistrial today, Rich? Have you talked about that?
No.
They shot the illegal? Yeah, they had a mistrial. He shot an illegal. The guy was running guns and all that. And but the judge walked out of the courtroom. It was a mistrial. So that's another disgrace. That guy should never even been found going to a trial. He's on his own property, and he got illegals breaking into his property, and he shot him. What the hell do they want him to do? Why did the military do their job and defend that damn border with the military? They go into Ukraine and spend $60, these dirty rat bastards.
I'll try to give you more time next time. What else did you want to mention, Tom, before we run out of time?
Yeah, my next mention is Chicago. Your great city of Chicago just gave $70 million for illegal aliens. But they're not taking money away from out of the black community. They're giving to the illegals. So that's what my take is. $70 million now more for funding all these to teach them English, and they don't want to learn English. I mean, the whole thing's in a cabal. A kosher cabal. Oy vey, well, there's too many oy-yay.
Well, at least we're not in...
Oy.
It used to be our kind of town, but I'm glad we're not living in Chicago anymore, Tom. At least there's that, right?
Kosher town.
Yeah, but it's a shame. Just the whole country, how it's deteriorating before our eyes. You know, my lifetime has seen so much change. So, thanks, Tom. And you know, I'll definitely try to give you more time next time. Please, support RBN, folks, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page so that we will speak again soon. And until then, transcend the construct. Regards.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.